Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
It's time to talk a little golf. It's the language spoken here every Sunday on Tee to Green, the golf show. Thanks for tuning us in, and happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Jay Ritchie and Jerry Butenhoff coming at you from the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, the home of Tee to Green. It is Father's Day, and it's also one of the two or three biggest days in golf. Some may say the biggest. The final day of the U.S. Open this year at fabled Olympic Club in San Francisco. 57 years ago this week, the biggest upset in golf history took place as Jack Fleck beat Ben Hogan. It's a great story, and it's all chronicled in a great new book titled The Longest Shot by Neil Sagabelle. Neil will be here today joining us live from the Open in San Francisco to tell us the story. Speaking of the U.S. Open, a great leaderboard heading into the final round. Jim Furyk and Graham McDowell lead by two, but there are 17 players within five shots, including you-know-who.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely still in the ballgame. I'm only five back, and that's certainly doable on this golf course for sure.
Tiger Woods, five shots off the lead heading into the final round today. First up, we've got the founder and the CEO of the Back Nine Network. Maybe you've heard of it, maybe you haven't. If not, we'll tell you all about it today. It's supposed to be the next big thing in golf. Many say it already is. Jamie Bosworth will be here to tell us about the Back Nine Network, what it is, what it does, and some of the future plans. Great lineup for you. Again, happy Father's Day. This is the Golf Show, Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
As always, we invite you to check us out on our website, teetogreenradio.com. You can link to our Facebook page from there. Tell us you like us here at Tee to Green. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff, going to tee it up next with Jamie Bosworth as we are worldwide on American Forces Radio, across the Sirius and XM satellite radio dial, and coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hi, Tom Baudet, restoring some sanity to this election season by starting my own super PAC. Gonna call it Six PAC. But instead of collecting huge checks from anonymous donors to make annoying TV ads that scare the pants off you, we're going to collect the lowest price of any national chain. And in exchange, rather than political influence or being appointed ambassador to Fiji, you get a clean, comfortable room with a TV you can turn off. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Want an eco-friendly way to brighten up your yard this summer? Right now at Lowe's, you can buy two solar-powered landscape lights and get one absolutely free. With six styles to choose from, you'll be sure to find something perfect for your home. Plus, you can get new laminate flooring installed throughout your entire home for just $397 with the purchase of laminate flooring that's $2.98 per square foot or more. There's never been a better time to find everything you need at Lowe's to improve your home inside and out. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 627. Additional charges may apply. See store for details.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers. It's Tee to Green, the golf show. Coming your way every Sunday from the Broadmoor Resort here in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jay Ritchie alongside Jerry Butenoff. Jerry capping off an amazing week in the world of sports. It's hard to believe just in the past week, the Kings, your Kings, have won the Stanley Cup.
Yay.
We had a perfect game pitched in baseball by Matt Cain of the Giants. Great NBA finals going on, tied up at one apiece between the Thunder and the Heat. And, of course, needless to say, the U.S. Open underway in San Francisco may be wrapping up today. Who knows? They may be going to a playoff tomorrow.
They might. And, remember last week at the end of the show when we talked about the LPGA Championship, how there were like 20 players or whatever.
Oh, within the LPGA Championship. Last Sunday.
Within five shots of the lead. And one of those players that was five back, or four, whichever, she came up, Shan Shang Feng Wink, came up to win this. We've got the same deal today with 17 players bunched all there. And who knows? And how about this kid, Bo Hostler? He's not playing like any 17-year-old I've known or
check
met
the kid's
recently.
ID. Check his ID.
So it'll be interesting to see what he does today. Either he hangs around or shoots 80 or something. You know, we'll see how that goes.
But later in the hour, Jerry's going to focus more on the Open, and we'll even hear from the two co-leaders, Jim Furyk, Graham McDowell. Before we get to our next guest, I want to remind you that for all your repair and remodeling needs, it's at your service. There's no job too small or too big. Call Daryl at 719-216-2717. Shoot him an email at yourservice@hotmail.com. At your service, more than a handyman. Joined right now by our first guest on the show today. By the way, later in the hour, Neil Sagabell will be here to tell us about his new book, chronicling the 1955 U.S. Open when Jack Fleck upset Ben Hogan, called the longest shot. Jamie Bosworth is on the line with us right now from the Back Nine Network. He's out in San Francisco for the Open this week. We're going to talk a little bit about that and, of course, about the Back Nine Network with Jamie Bosworth, who we welcome right now to the big show. Hey, Jamie, how you doing?
Got it. Yeah.
Breaking up a little bit. Are you still there?
Yeah, can you guys hear me okay?
Okay, yeah, a little bit. You were breaking up there a little bit. How you doing this morning?
Doing great. How about you guys?
Fantastic. Have you been at the Open all week?
I was. Actually was at the Open all day Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then part of Thursday.
Part of Thursday. So what going into this, what was the feel about this particular U.S. Open and about Olympic Club in San Francisco?
Well, Olympic, I don't know whether you guys have ever played it, but Olympic is definitely a big boys golf course. And the trees, the whole scale of the place is huge. And it's always been a very, very difficult golf course. And, you know, obviously the USGA gets in there and decides to make it the toughest test in golf. And they narrow the fairways down, grow the rough. And, you know, they'll tweak up the greens a bit, you know, get those about 13 for this afternoon. The real wild card is the wind. And during a couple of the practice rounds, I talked to a couple of the players coming off the course, and they were laughing, and they walked over to me and said, "Boss, you know, I think I shot 85, and I tried." And I was actually, you know, I was out there, like, dropping balls in other places to make people think that, like, I was, you know, I wasn't really, you know, trying these shots, or I'm a little bit better than I was, but I think I shot 85.
Is it one of these courses, you know, that they talk about Augusta and television really doesn't do it justice? Does Olympic fall into that category too?
Yeah, I think the whole scale, you don't realize how big some of those, you know, Monterey Cypress and some of those pines are. I mean, you know, like Johnny Miller was trying to describe it yesterday in 18, saying, hey, you just can't hit it over that branch. You don't realize how big those trees are until you get out there. You feel really small, and the course feels really big.
Yeah, and I don't think you get a feel for the scope of the up and down and the elevation changes on the course either, do you?
No, it was funny yesterday. I was watching with my sons and a couple of their friends, and they thought that the cameraman tilted the camera on a couple of the holes, especially on number two. And I was like, no, guys, you actually, you know, it's a great place to go sledding if they had any snow in San Francisco, but it's a tough place to play golf, especially when the course is playing as fast as it is.
Well, of course, Jamie, if anyone's been to San Francisco, they know how hilly that whole city is, and the course is no different. I noticed that you were mentioning the size of those trees, and I don't know, you know, I don't remember that much about watching the tournament last time when Lee Jansen won in 98, but if you get one of the guys up next to one of those trees, you can really tell how wide those tree trunks are, don't you?
Yeah, you can, and you can really get lost. And I mean, I really had fun yesterday watching, and I think that's sometimes an oxymoron when you say I had fun watching in golf, and I had a blast yesterday watching these guys play like the rest of us do. I mean, which, you know, hitting five irons into par fives after hitting, you know, pretty good drives and after chunking it out of the rough back into play. And then I think a bunch of guys went with hybrids on 16. So I think that more than anything else is something that I think we can all relate to. And, you know, that's what I love about the U.S. Open is that, you know, par is a good score. And for the 100 million golfers out there, you know, par is a good score for most of the time.
From the Back Nine Network, the CEO, James Bosworth, our guest today here on Tee to Green. So, Jamie, I take it then you're not very surprised at the way it's played out to this point and the fact that there's only two guys in the whole field under par?
I'm actually surprised that there's, you know, if the wind blew, I actually predicted at the beginning of the week when I saw it was pretty windy. And I actually started off my career in the Bay Area. I was an assistant pro at Pebble Beach. So we would go up and do a lot of home and away with the assistants at Olympic and played there a lot. And if the wind blows, especially in the afternoon, which it can up there, the scores could get real high. And I thought maybe one over would win. It looks like I'll be wrong. It looks like the conditions are pretty benign. But if the wind starts to blow and the course gets a little bit faster, there's an 80 out there for any tour player.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody asked me about Ernie Els today, and I said, well, Ernie could shoot 69 or he could shoot 79.
they can, and, you know, it was great to hear GMAC, Graham McDowell, you know, talk about that, say, you know, the difference between, you know, 69, 79, to your point, he says, is paper thin. And it really is out there, and it's, you know, one thing I was surprised about yesterday was usually Tiger would outthink everybody. And yesterday, it really looked like Jim Furyk had a lot more patience than Tiger did. And Tiger used to just stalk and stalk and stalk. So that was the one thing that really surprised me yesterday is how Tiger finished. I think he had a game plan, and I think that he kind of went away from it a little bit when he got behind. And I don't think he was – I think one or two shots here or there, I bet you he'd love to have back.
Yeah, amen to that. So now the Back Nine Network, we got a little. We're coming up on a break here, but we got a little time to talk about the Back Nine Network, and then hopefully can we carry you over into the next segment and do that?
Sure, okay. Guys, no problem.
Well, just give us a little bit of give us a thumbnail sketch of the Back Nine Network.
Sure, we try to give it quick, but we're the, you know, if anybody watches out there, HGTV or the Food Network, you know, we're the Food Network for golfers. And, you know, we wanted a network that was about and for the 100 million golfers out there. And we know that, you know, golf is one of the few sports that the participation levels and our love for the game isn't directly tied to the professional entity. And the fact that, you know, we're all our own biggest fans of our own game, and we wanted to bring that type of content, some very interesting and unique content, to the golfers out there around the world.
So you started off big with social media, did you not?
Yeah, we did. We actually got a lot of our ideas, and we kind of broke a lot of ties with some of our programming in social media. If you're going to be for the golfers out there and about them, then you have to listen to them. We don't listen to all of them, but we want to get their feedback. You know, that's the, you know, my background was in the consumer products business in the golf side. And, you know, we came up with a lot of different products that people really loved. You know, when we first put an insert in Odyssey putters, and I worked at Odyssey for a while, you know, people said that the plastic insert, people aren't going to like it. And so, quite frankly, you know, you have to be a little bit of a fortune teller and realize that the game is changing. And there's a lot of people that are interested in the game.
Jamie, we need to break real quick. But we'll pick this up on the other side, okay?
You got it.
Jamie Bosworth, Back 9 Network, as we continue from the Broadmoor, Colorado Springs. This is Tee to Green.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Jeff Mancini here, pro fisherman and inventor of Mighty Bite, the revolutionary 5 cents fishing system. Tired of not catching fish? Make magic memories this summer with your friends, family, and kids. Fishermen around the world are raving about Mighty Bite. What makes it so good? It looks so realistic. It's got a bite mark to give it wounded action. It has interchangeable swim fins, powerful scent sticks, a custom weighting system, and rattle chamber. No other lure has these features. If you fish, if you know someone that fishes, order Mighty Bite now and make this the best fishing season of your life. Use it for 90 days. If you don't catch more or bigger fish than ever before, return it for a full product refund. Call now and get the 100-piece kit for only $19.95 through this exclusive radio offer. Order Mighty Bite now.
Call 1-800-289-0979 or visit GetMBRadioLore1.com. That's 1-800-289-0979 or GetMBRadioLore1.com.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
There was only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, I'm Mark Helbel, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor. Today I want to talk to you about course management and how to make your way around the golf course, trying to stay away from big numbers and deflation as far as your round goes. If faced with a situation where the pin is tucked behind a deep bunker and you have a medium iron in your hand, any approach iron, say a 7-iron, and you're not a good bunker player, it does not make sense to try to go over that very penal bunker to a tucked pin where you'd have to hit your career shot in order to keep it on the green. If faced with that situation, go for the fat part of the green, dump it on, take your two putts, take your par, and happily go on your way. Oftentimes, people will penalize themselves twice. They'll try to hit a shot they don't have to a very difficult pin position, in which case they put themselves in a deep bunker, and they don't have a great bunker game either, and they might take three to get out from there. When faced with situations where you're wondering what to do, always, always hit to the fat part of the green, keep your score in low numbers, and move on to the next hole.
For more on course management, visit teetogreenradio.com or visit your nearest PGA professional. This segment of Tee to Green brought to you in part by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912, caring for you and your family for the last 100 years, preparing for the next 100. Swan Law Funeral Directors, they're at 501 North Cascade here in Colorado Springs, online at www.swanlaw.com. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Later in the hour, Neil Sagabell, author of The Longest Shot, will be here to tell the story of the 1955 U.S. Open. Jack Fleck upset Ben Hogan in a playoff. Great story, and he tells it very well.
Also at the Olympic Club.
That happened at the Olympic Club,
yeah. Site of this year's event. So.
Speaking of the Olympic Club, we've been talking with Jamie Bosworth, the founder, the CEO of the Back Nine Network. And Jamie, one of the things we like to say about Tee to Green is the show by golfers for golfers, and it sounds like the Back Nine Network embodies some of that same philosophy.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we looked at it, we did a lot of surveying around the world, and people really wanted something. The global golf community wanted a place that they could kind of congregate and see some entertaining programming around the world. And that's one of the things that we're going to be launching. We'll be launching around the world. We've got technology to launch us in 7 different languages. You know, we'll be launching iPad, iPhone from day one. And we'll be launching later, late this year as a beta, and then first quarter of next year in a brand new studio in Hartford, Connecticut, about 13 miles from ESPN.
Okay. Now, you also have a website, do you not?
We do, yeah. It's www.back9network.com, where we have, it's actually a beta site. We've got some of our examples of some of our programming, and we also have some really unique columnists and contributors on there. One of them being, which many of you guys may know, is Matt Adams from Sirius XM PGA Tour. Really good guy.
Yeah, we've had Matt on the show a couple of times before he got too big for us. So.
Unfortunately, I'd love to give Matt crap that way, but you know, he's a good guy. And he's so humble. I can't even go there with him.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've had Matt on, but yeah, he's a great great guy and a great storyteller as well. So you reached out and generated. It sounds like you generated a lot of interest initially. For the Back Nine Network, as we said earlier, through social media. What are some of the things you found out about golfers out there?
Well, we realized that it was funny. I was at the National Golf Foundation, and forever people kept telling me people don't play golf because it takes too long and it's too expensive. And that just wasn't our gut instinct when I worked at Callaway or Odyssey or Cleveland Golf. And it just never jived with what we saw. And it came out this year through the National Golf Foundation that the reason why people don't play golf is for two real good reasons. One is that it's intimidating, it's hard to start, and we, as a collective group, don't do a good job nurturing people when they start the game. We kind of avoid them like the plague. We kind of forget where we came from. And two, it doesn't have that cool hip factor. And so I think you'll see the successful companies like TaylorMade, Cleveland Strixon, they do things, you know, like rocket balls. If you went and surveyed a million golfers and said, would you name a club rocket balls? They'd all say no. But thank God you've got a guy like Mark King who runs Adidas TaylorMade. And he says, no, it's a cool name, and we're going to do it. And now you've got guys, you know, I played with a guy yesterday, a real conservative guy, financial services in Hartford, Connecticut, doesn't get more conservative than that. And he hits a good three wood off the tee, and he goes, rocket balls. I mean, stuff like that is what's going to make golf fun, cool, hip. You know, and, you know, Bob Phelan from Puma, you know, if anybody told you a couple years ago that everyone in the world would not be wearing FootJoy shoes right now, or FootJoy would be coming out with, you know, alternative footwear for people, we would all say he was crazy. But the world is changing, and, you know, the Back Nine Network wants to be on the forefront of that change, making golf friendly, hip, cool, and fun for everyone.
Jamie, you mentioned the Puma thing. That was a name that had pretty much disappeared from the sports apparel landscape for a while, wasn't it? And now, wham, here they are again, huh?
Well, you know, they kind of caught lightning in a bottle with Ricky Fowler. And, you know, very similar to when I was at Odyssey, when Nick Faldo wins the Masters with an unknown putter that we named after Bob Rosberg called the Rossi 2. So, you know, a little luck comes into play, but Puma just gets it. And, you know, they're all about inclusion. They're all about growing the game, and they're all about having fun. And so you'll see a lot of the brands that will come to the forefront in the next, you know, five to 10 years or so in golf will all be about that. It's recreation. You know, unfortunately, the media, and, you know, you guys do a great job, you know, making it about golfers, but the media, it's usually always about the tour, and the Golf Channel does a great job, and CBS and NBC and ESPN, they all do a great job, but I think bringing a lot more fun to it, because the passion does come from the relationships and recreating, and on Father's Day, how can you forget to say playing with your family, playing with your kids, and that's what I'll be doing this afternoon with my boys. So I think that it's more about that. Golf's not just about the scorecard. It's about the relationships, and I think sometimes we forget about that when we focus just on the tour players.
How do you go, by the way, we're with Jamie Bosworth, Back Nine Network. Jamie, how do you go from being an assistant pro at Pebble Beach to running, founding, and being the guy behind the Back Nine Network?
Well, that was a long time ago, and I was just very fortunate. I think in your career, like in any business career, that if you have people that believe in you that have already done something great, whether it be, you know, Paul Spangler and R.J. Harper at Pebble Beach, that essentially gave me the platform to then go on and work at Odyssey Golf for a guy, you know, Jim Grunberg, who now owns Seymour Putters, you know, really smart guy, Kellogg, and Stanford guy, to then working directly for Mr. Callaway and Bruce Parker and Chris Holiday at Callaway, and then going on from there to work for a guy like Greg Hopkins at Cleveland Strixon. So I've had so many good mentors, and I think that's really been the key to my life anyway, is that I've had so many great people around me, and they've taught me so much. So very fortunate guy.
So what's the game plan here? You try to sign up subscribers, or how are you going to get golfers and people in general more involved with Back Nine?
Sure, we're going to towards the end of this year, you'll see actually a massive social media push, as well as we're going to be launching on satellite and cable providers around the world. We're in discussions right now with distributors all over the world. So, you know, just like any other network, we'll launch, except for the fact it's a little easier for us to reach the golfers, because we know where they are. We know where they live.
That's kind of a scary thought. So we mentioned the website. Give us that information one more time and how people can find out more.
Sure, back9network.com. You can also see us on Facebook. You can see us on Twitter. We've got a great group. Our talent, we have Anna Ralston, who is one of our hosts. She hosts a show called You're So Money. The chairman of our creative is Clint Eastwood. So we think that our programming should be a little bit better than par. We have our board of directors is just stacked with just unbelievably smart and interesting group of people. So we're thrilled to have everybody on board, and we're really looking forward to launching, you know, first quarter of next year, our studio, which will be built in downtown Hartford. You know, the state of Connecticut's been tremendously supportive, as well as the city of Hartford, and we're just thrilled. I mean, we couldn't be happier to be able to bring this product to market. We're really excited.
Sounds like you're off to a great start. We'll be watching anxiously and with great interest to see how things go. James Bosworth, Jamie Bosworth, Back 9 Network. Jamie, thanks for joining us today on Tee to Green.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. And I'm jealous that you're at the Broadmoor. That place is spectacular.
Come out and see us. We'll squeeze in 18 somewhere on the east or west. Jamie Bosworth, we're right back after this.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is to kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Oh. Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobile 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Kelbel, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor. Today, I want to talk to you about a couple of specialty shots from around the green. The first being, if your ball comes to rest a yard or so from the green in not too long a grass, you have a pin position which has some distance between the edge of the green and yourself. Think about using a fairway wood to roll that ball towards your target. What this does is prevent the chili dip, gets the ball rolling towards your target, and it's a much easier shot to get out of situations like that. It takes a little bit of practice. Choke down on the club right down to the metal. Stand over the ball a bit more. Practice this out on the toe of the club a wee bit, like a putting stroke. You'll get better at this in a hurry. The second one is if you have a putter in your hand and you think you're on the green and you're not, but your golf cart is 50 yards away or so, you can get pretty darn good with a putter from off the green, even if the grass is a little higher. And how you do this is play the ball way back in your stance, behind your back foot, behind your back foot. Pick the club straight up in the air with your hands and hit the ball on a descending blow. It'll hop over the trouble onto the green, and the spin imparted on the ball will get it rolling towards its target. You want your hands forward on this shot like you're going to hit a chip. Pick the club straight up with your hands, hit it with a descending blow. The spin imparted will get it going towards your target.
For more on getting the ball up and down, check out teetogreenradio.com or visit your nearest PGA professional. Found it. It's America's longest-running network radio golf show. This is Tee to Green. Jay Ritchie alongside Jerry Butenhoff at the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Busy morning here at the Broadmoor. A lot of folks, a lot of families bringing Dad out for the fabulous Sunday brunch for Father's Day here at the Broadmoor. And unbelievably,
even the deer are trying to get inside here today. One walking right by the front door there a couple minutes ago.
We're sitting inside the main lobby of the golf clubhouse, and the front door is about, what, 30 feet away?
Yeah, from
and
us,
a deer
yeah.
just walked by, just looked, peeked in the window, and kept on going. Amazing.
Good stuff here in the foothills in Colorado Springs, for sure.
Speaking of good stuff, 57 years ago at Olympic Club in San Francisco, Jack Fleck beat Ben Hogan in a playoff for the U.S. Open Championship. To this day, it is still the biggest upset in the game of golf and maybe ever in sports. And it's a great story. And if you think you know the story, well, you don't know the story. It's been chronicled in a great new book called The Longest Shot, Jack Fleck, Ben Hogan, and Pro Golf's Greatest Upset at the 1955 U.S. Open, by our next guest, Neil Sagabelle, who joins us right now from San Francisco, where he's been at Olympic Club this week watching the action in the 2012 112th U.S. Open. Neil, welcome to Tee to Green.
It's good to be with you guys this morning. Thanks.
Been making the rounds. I know you've been busy this week. We appreciate you taking the time on this Sunday to join us. This is an amazing story. I got the book, I think it was Wednesday. I'm about halfway through it, so I haven't really gotten to the good stuff yet, but I'm just struck by the story and some of the irony in this whole story. And what sparked you, or what made you decide to dig into this and tell the story of The Longest Shot?
Well, almost, I guess, in a way by accident, or someone gave me a tip a few years back when I was writing my golf blog. I was able to reach out to Jack Fleck and just start talking to him. I had no inclination to write a book about his great upset over Hogan, but the more I talked to him about that tournament in 1955, the more fascinated I became with it, and realizing some of the things you mentioned about it being one of the greatest upsets, not just in golf but sports, I started wondering how come no one had picked this up as a book project, because there was a lot of detail and circumstances surrounding that week that hadn't been fully told.
Yeah.
So I decided to embark on that long publishing journey.
One of those being the fact that it was like the third Open that was carried on national TV. NBC did an hour-long coverage on the Sunday and signed off saying that Ben Hogan had won. Fleck was on the course, and they pretty much gave the championship to Hogan.
That's correct. Everyone thought Hogan had won his fifth, which would have put him above Bobby Jones and Willie Anderson at the time. And NBC was on. They went off the air at 6 o'clock local time, which was 9 o'clock Eastern time, prime time. And they didn't really think anyone out left on the course had a chance. Fleck was the only one. And Jack had to, rally over the last four holes, making two birdies. And he was able to do that, including sinking a 7-foot putt on the last green to tie Hogan. So it was pretty surprising. A lot of people tuned out thinking that Hogan had won.
And even Hogan thought he had won, didn't he?
Hogan was, he was cautious. Yes, he made comments later on that he'd been watching the scoreboards all day long and he thought he'd won at least by two shots. And when he finished, he was 5 strokes clear of Sam Snead and Tommy Bolt. Yeah, what's interesting is that Hogan, I truly believe that Hogan shot the number he was trying to, you know, within a shot or so. He had a 1-stroke lead going to the final round, and then he played his best round of the tournament, shooting an even par 70. And he's sitting in the locker room waiting for it to be official. And he wouldn't go in the press room until it was official. But the mood in the locker room was, with all the writers surrounding him, was that it was just a formality. And then they started getting these reports about Jack Fleck. And, you know, Fleck played this amazing last round where he shot 367 on a golf course that played even tougher than the one this week. There were only 3 scores in the... excuse me, there were 7 scores in the 60s in 1955, and Jack Fleck shot 3 of them. So he played amazingly well.
And the other thing that blows me away that people don't know is Jack Fleck did that playing with a set of golf clubs. There were only 2 sets of Ben Hogan golf clubs being used at that tournament. Ben Hogan, of course, was using one. Fleck was using the other. That's amazing.
That's correct. It was really amazing how that came about, which I detail how that happened in the book. But Ben Hogan was Jack Fleck's idol since his late teens, when he was growing up playing high school golf and became a golf pro at the age of 17. And he admired Hogan like a lot of players did. And in the spring of 1955, he saw a set of Hogan irons in a pro shop in St. Petersburg, Florida, during the St. Petersburg Open. And he told his buddies, he said, "I'm going to write the Ben Hogan Company. I'd like to get a set of irons made." And they said, "Jack, you're crazy. Hogan will never make a set of clubs for you." But he wrote a letter, and about less than 2 weeks later, he got a letter back from the general manager, and they said, "Send us your specs." And then he ended up putting new irons in the bag about 7 weeks before the Open, and Ben Hogan personally delivered the wedges just a few days before the tournament because they weren't finished. So
that's pretty amazing that
a player would put new wedges in his bag just a few days before the U.S. Open started.
Probably Hogan's most regretful thing he ever did. Neil, you know, a lot of little-known golfers have won major tournaments at all, you know, levels of golf and everything, and, you know, just a guy like Ben Curtis when he won the British Open. What made Jack Fleck win, you know, above all the rest of those?
It's because he came down that stretch, and he could have played for second, but he was really playing to try to win or tie Hogan, which is amazing for a player whose, you know, his resume was not that strong in tournament golf. And he was able to tie Hogan coming in on a golf course that was just brutal. And then no one thought he had a chance going head-to-head against Hogan. And this is what makes him such a monumental victory. He went head-to-head with one of the greatest players of all time, a man who had won 4 of the last 6 U.S. Opens he'd played in. Jack Fleck had only played in 2 U.S. Opens. Period. So no one thought he had a chance, and he was able to beat Ben Hogan, and Hogan was playing well. And Sports Illustrated called him Jack the Giant Killer after after it was all over.
And another irony to this whole thing is the two U.S. Opens that Jack Fleck had played in before Olympic were two that Ben Hogan had won.
That's correct. He played at Marion, where he missed the cut, and that was 1950, and that was Hogan's amazing comeback.
Yeah.
U.S. Open win after, 16 months after the near fatal accident. And then at Oakmont, Jack qualified, he played, he finished, I think it was 52nd. Hogan won, and in Hogan's greatest year in golf, where he won the three majors, the Hogan Slam. And then in 1954, Jack didn't qualify. So, I'll tell you, one of the things you find out about in this book, too, is about what golf was like in the 1950s on the pro circuit.
Exactly.
And everyone had to qualify. Just about everyone had to qualify just to get into the U.S. Open. There were 17 players that were exempt into the U.S. Open in 1955. So Jack had to play great golf just to get into the tournament.
Were you as amazed in digging into this story as people are when they read about some of the things that were going on?
I really was. I thought some of these things with the clubs and with his connection with Hogan, how Hogan treated him, the way Jack was able to play, I still have a hard time processing it. This is what kept me going. It's not easy getting a book published. But I knew the story was a tremendous story, and it's people like underdog stories. It's just, I think it's really fascinating. So I just hope that as I saw all this material that I would be able to do it justice, because I knew it was a terrific story.
Well, you certainly do it justice, and in reading this book, it's in your mind's eye, you could just see it unfolding, and that's the way I want to compliment you on the great job you did with The Longest Shot. Neil Sagabell, the author, Jack Fleck, Ben Hogan, pro golf's greatest upset at the 1955 U.S. Open. If you are a golfer or you have a golf fan in the family or as a friend, do yourself or do them a favor and pick up a copy of this book. It is wonderful. And Neil, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. And happy Father's Day to everyone.
Enjoy the rest of the Open and happy Father's Day as well. Neil Sagabell, The Longest Shot, bookstores near you, Amazon.com. Check it out. You will not be sorry. Speaking of The Longest Shot, still a lot of golf to be played at Olympic. Who knows? It could be a playoff, an 18-hole playoff tomorrow to decide the 112th U.S. Open. When we come back, Jerry's going to take us there on tour on Tee to Green.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why and be prepared for what's to come.
Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
It's Tee to Green, the golf show. This segment of Tee to Green brought to you in part by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912, caring for you and your family for the last 100 years and preparing for the next 100. Swan Law Funeral Directors online at swanlaw.com. That's swan-law.com. And in Colorado Springs at 501. North Cascade. Jerry's here to take us on tour, and I think we're headed west to San Francisco.
We are. The Olympic Club, one of the great venues that hosts the U.S. Open, and the lowest winning score there ever has been 3-under, and I don't think they're going to top that here this year either. Jim Furyk and Graham McDowell are 1-under after yesterday with a 2-shot lead over the field. We'll talk about that a little bit more in just a second. Furyk says you need to take advantage when your chances come.
I think you have to bide your time and get through certain holes each day trying to make pars. And, you know, there'll be a couple opportunities you get. There are some, if you can drive the ball in the fairway, there are some places where you'll get some short irons in your hand, and there are some pins that you can attack. You just have to be patient and wait for those moments instead of trying to force them.
McDowell likes the Open in California. He won at Pebble Beach 2 years ago, and he played with Furyk the first two rounds also, and he talks about that.
Yeah, you know, myself and Jimmy are tied up. You know, I spent the first 2 days with him. He's a great guy to play with, and he's a great guy, a great example of how to win U.S. Opens, his type of game. Doesn't make mistakes, a good putter, kind of the type of game that I need to have tomorrow again to have a chance.
Fredrik Jakobsen is the closest pursuer at plus one. Then there's a foursome at plus two, including Lee Westwood looking for his first major title, Ernie Els, Blake Adams, and Nicholas Kolsarts. Six at plus three, including the amateur Bo Hostler, and four at plus four, including Tiger Woods.
I'm looking pretty good on my dark horse picks. Ernie Els and Jim Furyk were my two dark horses for this weekend.
They were.
But I also had right Bubba in. And Phil, so.
Yeah, well. You take the bad with the good,
yes,
sometimes.
Good way
for
to
sure.
Put it. Hey, thanks to Jamie Bosworth, Back 9 Network, for joining us today. Back9Network.com. That's Back, B-A-C-K, and it's the number 9 Network, Back9Network.com. For more information there. And again, Neil Sagabelle, the longest shot, great story, the 55 Open at Olympic Club in San Francisco. Golf's greatest upset, Jack Fleck over Van Hogen. Enjoy Father's Day, the rest of the weekend, and the U.S. Open. Till next time, Jay and Jerry saying hit 'em long and hit 'em straight.